situation is much better, I have to say. I have seen a lot of progress. The efforts of the government and the international actors produce visible results. It's good to see the schools opened, most of them at least, and the children back to school. The food and water needs are met. The roads have been reopened. Shops have reopened as well. So the situation in general is better, but it continued to be very difficult for the majority of the people. You have at least one third of the population that has had to move away from their home. More than 40% of the buildings have been either destroyed or very severely damaged, and electricity is up only in 10% of the homes, and the economic activity is also very badly hit, especially the sector that employ most people, which are agriculture and tourism. So just think about this. The post-disaster needs assessment estimated the recovery needs at $1.3 billion, which is around 220% of the GDP. So the road to full recovery is going to be very long and will require a lot of support. In general, I have to say there's a lot of progress, but there is still a lot of work, a lot of challenges.
I was wondering, what is the UN, what are the UN agencies currently doing to help?
Well, we were there since day one, immediately after the disaster. There were at least seven UN agencies deployed. It was good to see the Secretary General also visiting first week of October. We worked pretty in very close coordination with the authorities, with the SEDIMA, that is the response mechanism of the CARICOM, around 20 international NGOs. We immediately issued an appeal for about $31 million to meet the basic needs and to provide immediate relief. And I have to say the response of the international community has been quite generous. At the moment, we have received about 65% of the funds, and I think because of some underreporting, we will probably hit around 70%, which is quite good. We started immediately the distribution of food and water, shelter material, and non-food items. We initiated some programs for emergency employment, conducted damage assessments, particularly the post-disaster needs assessment was conducted together with the World Bank and the EU. It was a very comprehensive report issued to estimate recovery needs and pave the way for the recovery strategy. There was a lot of support also to restore medical facilities and schools. So I think in these 3 months, we were able to meet the basic needs, provide the relief that was needed. Thanks to the effort of the donors as well, I have to mention here, especially the UK, the US, the European Union, as well as China, India, and many others. So the emergency phase is about to finish now, and we are starting the recovery one. In terms of UNDP in particular, we started the emergency employment program to clear debris. We are employing about 800 people to do so. And we're also working on the housing standards to review them and put them up to the level where they should be in terms of resilience for hurricanes and earthquake. We're training over 400 contractors and builders, and we are also procuring about $3 million worth of roofing equipment, which will go to repair homes and education facility, medical facilities, thanks to a donation from the government of China. I also have to mention that UNDP has played a very important role in the organization of the donor conference, which took place on 21st November. With the presence of the Secretary General, the SG of CARICOM, and we had over 500 participants and pledges that surpassed the expectation that we hit $2.4 billion in pledges from 60 countries and institutions. So it was a very important, very generous response from the international community.
Are there any specific activities planned for 2018? I mean, apart from what you've already described, any innovative system or program that is being implemented or is going to be implemented next year?
Sure. As I said, the emergency phase is over. OCHA will actually leave the country as of December, but the UN will stay. So many of the agencies will stay in UNDP, but also the WFP and IOM, UNICEF, FAO, etc. The food distribution has now been replaced by a cash program to assist around 9,000 households. This will go at least for 3 months. We are continuing also with emergency employment, but later switch to support to livelihoods and maybe small and medium enterprises and cooperatives, particularly in the rural areas. In housing, definitely we will need to complete the building assessment, which covers more than 25,000 structures around the island. We expect to complete it by mid-January. And this will allow the planning of the reconstruction later on, which is the biggest kit, let's say, in the recovery needs. Over $500 million are needed to repair all the homes and structure. The work, we work very closely with the government to translate, I would say, the pledges changes into actions, you know, and we'll work particularly with the international financial institutions such as the World Bank and the Caribbean Development Bank and IDB, who will be those providing most of the resources that are needed for the reconstruction.
I was wondering, given your previous experience, is there anything with this disaster that make it a bit particular, that make it stand out from others? Anything specific about what you've seen in Dominica?
Well, first of all, I was really stunned by the scale of a disaster, of the devastation. And I read the same impression in the eye of the Secretary General when he came. I also think it's important to make that the link between what happened in Dominica and the Caribbean this season with the overall impact of climate change. A hurricane is not new, but the scale, the fact we had two Category 5 hurricanes this season, and the speed with which it became a Category 1 from simply a tropical storm, this is very new, and this is the direct consequence of climate change. The other thing I have to highlight is the high level of collaboration between UN agencies. Actually, Dominica was an interesting application of the new way of working, if you wish, because you had a UNDP senior person together with the OCHA emergency coordinator as part of the crisis management unit. So you had development actors and humanitarian actors working hand in hand from the beginning. And in my role, particularly my role was to inject recovery planning from the very beginning. You know, and that's why we were able to immediately start to plan for the recovery while providing the humanitarian support. And I have to recognize the very collegial and cooperative manner with which UN and the NGOs and international partners have worked together with the government and with the regional authorities to respond to this disaster.